This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you ever brought up the question about electric vehicle fires and you got shot down, told to shut up, said, no, that's not true. No, nobody should be shutting you up. I think we have to have some very honest conversations about electric vehicles, the lithium batteries. There have been multiple reports that electric car fires are on the rise now that more people have them. In New Orleans, a Tesla caught fire at a charging station. There was, I believe, a Jaguar that was charging in a garage lit on fire. We're being told that the houses where that if you have a house and you're charging your car, there have been reports that some of these housing fires were caused by charging the electric car. And so we obviously need, you know, to have some accurate data. But the data is still lacking. Most of the data right now says, yeah, electric cars can light on fire, but fuel cars are still the majority of the fire numbers. And I don't disagree with that per se. We have more fuel cars, and, you know, many individuals who, let's say, you know, you have a more older, wealthier American having electric vehicles as opposed to some of these young teenagers whose first car, like mine, was a Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning. So, yeah, you might have in the patient population a much more bridled, sort of driving experience and, you know, being a little bit more cautious and not necessarily kind of what we see with youths. But I was watching a bunch of videos of these cars upon impact and, you know, just sometimes it wasn't even that hard an impact and a fire would ignite. And we have been told that there are multiple, issues and recalls like the Chevy Volt, the 2017. There was a Chevy Volt that just exploded while it was unplugged sitting there in a parking lot. And so it's one thing to get into a car accident and then the car be on fire. You know, sadly, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tina Tintor was driving an SUV when Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver at the time, Henry Ruggs, hit her Toyota RAV4. I don't know if it was a hybrid. I don't know if it was electric. But sadly, the witnesses heard her screaming as she was being burned alive after that accident. And so, you know, car fires, we don't want them happening at all. And sadly, they can happen upon impact. But we're concerned at these happening not only upon impact if you have an electric vehicle, but also just charging. In fact, I think there's a GM? Yeah. There was a GM electric vehicle plant in Detroit that is now being investigated for multiple fires. They have had 8 incidents needing the Detroit Fire Department. And so they've had to halt production of some of their, you know, and there were fire trucks and firefighters at the scene, you know, I guess all incidences. We don't know 100% what happened, but obviously people are concerned that maybe it's because of these batteries. And then Fox Business says EV lithium-ion battery fires are hitting with unprecedented levels across America. Now, that's a big fancy headline, unprecedented levels, meaning you haven't heard of these levels before, but then again, this is new. Electric vehicles are new. The amount of water it takes to extinguish one, I'm not sure why the environmentalists aren't speaking out. You know, we have water shortages. The last thing we need is to be setting up a situation where we have people driving things that are going to take a lot longer to try to extinguish a fire. When Ann Hetch was involved in that horrible accident, I'm not sure if her car was a hybrid or EV or not, but it took an hour to put out that fire. That involved her car and house. That's a long time. That requires a lot of water. Now, in Tempe, Arizona, there's a new tool that they're using to help extinguish electric car fires in a fraction of the time. They say it's very easy to use. It's called the Cold Cut Cobra, and it helps firefighters strike at the heart of the fire. Remember, my son and his engineering team had worked on a car fire suppression system. But the battery pack is underneath the floorboards of the vehicles. And so it is a souped-up power washer with two modes, they say. The first mode uses water to cut a tiny hole in objects. The next then douses whatever is on the other side of that hole, like a burning car battery with water. They could use this device to cut through an electric vehicle's frame and get right to the battery. So prior to this, it would take hours and hours to put a electric vehicle fire out using thousands of gallons of water. Well, maybe it's because they can't get to the battery. So if they could get to the battery, because the battery is embedded in the car, maybe they'll be able to douse it better. So, you know, I'm for, you know, God bless the firefighters, you know, but when you hear of these cars just sitting there at a charging station igniting, I don't have an electric vehicle. If I did, I would be setting up the charging at home, like some of my friends do. But if your car has the potential to ignite while being charged or not charged, I don't think I want that car anywhere near my house. So it starts to make you wonder, because most people charge overnight because it takes hours. You know, do you? I don't know. But they got to fix this, especially since there's still all this pressure for everybody to buy electric vehicles and use them. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I got to tell you, it blows my mind the controversies that we have, but these are the controversies of the day, and other countries are watching us going, really? This is what we're stressing out over? So many of us have seen that iconic World War II photo where at the end of the war in Times Square, our sailors, our nurses, everybody was partying it up. And there was a kiss that was caught by a photographer, tell you who, that was used to exemplify the joy of the end of the war. where it wasn't a boyfriend-girlfriend, but it was a random kiss between two strangers showing the joy of the end of the world, and or the end of the war. Well, later throughout history, we learned that this wasn't a boyfriend-girlfriend. In fact, the guy who kissed her actually was on a date with somebody at the time, ran over to this nurse because of all the work that nurses had done, saving lives of their friends, saving lives of themselves, and he plants a kiss on her. And later we learned from the woman that, yeah, I didn't really like it at first. I didn't want that. I was kind of shocked. And so the conversation started to change in that this was unconsensual. That what was idolized, I believe, on the Life magazine cover and in all our history books was a quote-unquote act of assault. And then the conversation just turned. And it got to the point where at the VA medical facilities, a top operations official, Rima Ann Nelson, banned the picture. Employees were instructed to promptly remove any depictions of the famous photo, replace it with imagery deemed more appropriate, and the memo stated that the photograph, which depicts a, quote, non-consensual act, is, quote, inconsistent with the VA's non-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault. She says to foster a more trauma-informed environment that promotes the psychological safety of our employees and the veterans we serve, photographs depicting the VJ Day in Times Square should be removed from all Veterans Health Administration facilities. So that just went viral, and people were like, okay, come on. Come on. So there has been a reversal of that. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough is overruling the ban, saying, no, the picture can still stay. But it's, this shows you how easy it is to change history. To, you know, this picture, mind you, I've been kissed unwittingly, not wanting to be, and having somebody's germs in my mouth, yeah, not the most fun. But the picture wasn't so much about the kiss. The picture was about we have another chance at life. We lived through the World War II, second greatest, biggest war. You know, we survived it. We are going to make baby boomers, the baby boomer generation. There is so much out of that picture that I think it does belong in the history books. I think it does belong, you know, in society. And I get, you know, she probably was taken by storm, and that was, you know, it's not easy. People have thrust their tongue in my mouth. I can't stand that. It is a form of assault. They're not wrong. Being kissed unwittingly, but that's not what that was about. And you know, if she wanted it taken down, that's one thing. I don't know if she's still alive today. I know they wanted to recreate it, him and her in the same, but they never spoke or met or knew each other after this. So basically, a little bit of the history behind the picture was the gentleman is George Mendonca. He was 23 years old at the time, and he had just gotten back from the Philippines on leave as a Navy quartermaster and was on a date with Rita Petrie. Rita, his date, 20 years old. Thousands of people were in Manhattan on August 14, 1945, celebrating VJ, or Victory Over Japan Day. Now, they actually ended up getting married, but they were crossing 7th and 44th, 7th Avenue and West 44th Street, when Greta Zimmer was standing there in a nursing uniform. He said he remembered nurses pulling hundreds of Americans out of the water after two Japanese kamikazes attacked the USS Bunker Hill, killing hundreds. So he ran away from his date and future wife, grabbed Zimmer, spun her around, dipped her, and kissed her. All right. The photographer was Alfred Eisenstadt. and people were partying. You know, it was, in fact, the daughter of Mendonca and Pedri said, this is Sharon Mueller, 67 years old, said they were just coming off the trains. Everybody was partying. All the sailors were kissing women. Everybody was loaded, jumping up in the air. They were having a wonderful time. She said, my dad, I think, kissed a lot of women that day. My mother was in the picture. I think he kissed her first. So this was a, you know, it was a, you know, just everybody kind of partying it up. And, you know, it's a beautiful, you know, image. It's a beautiful image, but yeah, it's, as we've all learned, not all imagery and not all history is as ideal. Okay, you know, when you see a picture, you know, you think it a picture, but it's art. A picture means to you what it is. It might mean something else. There might be something completely different going on in that picture, but that picture is around and is utilized as the end of VJ or the victory over Japan for a reason. And it was showing the party. It was showing how America was happy. It was showing how people were going to be free. It was showing how the baby boomers, you know, ended up being one of the biggest generations in terms of people saying, we're getting married. We're hooking. We're having families. We're having kids. Even though I really think the baby boomers started before 45, because we had originally learned it was people coming home on leave, deciding to, you know, get pregnant, start their family, not leave the, make sure that there was somebody, something left behind of them, so to speak. But, you know, we are really in this, we have to cancel, we have to, I mean, does anybody look at that picture and feel traumatized by it? You know, and what we're doing when we're canceling these things is we're assuming that everybody's getting traumatized. And we're almost traumatizing people in the process. Yeah, I was speaking to a mom about her daughter that was not urinating well, seemed to be very dehydrated. I told the mom that she probably needs to take her child in, get her into, you know, urgent care so they can examine her and figure out why she's vomiting and why she's not making diapers. And the mom said, I triggered her. She said, you just made me panic. And I go, I thought you were panicked when you called. I thought you wanted, you know, I'm just telling you, you know, there's medicine that we're sending, but get her seen so that you feel better about her starting to make wet diapers again. They could give her fluids. But she said, no, just the fact that I recommended that the daughter have to get seen and not be able to just stay home with the issue was traumatizing. So now it's all about, you know, who's being traumatized, who's being triggered. And to just wipe something out of history like that, I mean, we have to know what happened in history. I do not like seeing pictures from the Holocaust, but I don't want them wiped away. I don't want them destroyed. That is evidence of how disgusting humans could be. And we're trying to bleach and clean our books up. We're trying to, because we don't want somebody, history is brutal. History is ugly. In fact, not only history, present day, there's a woman, I believe in Alabama, 20-year-old, who was kidnapped, forced to do sex acts on a bunch of men. They then gang raped her and shot her in the back of the head. And that happened, I think, just last week. I mean, we could hide from history, we could hide from reality, but you can't hide from human nature because it eventually, you know, makes its face toward, you know, comes towards you. So, it's an iconic picture. I agree with the move to keep it. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. Well, it's official. Nikki Haley has suspended her bid for the 2024 Republican nomination after losing 14 out of 15 Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses to former President Donald Trump. While she didn't give Trump her endorsement, she did encourage him to earn the support of the Republican and independent voters who backed her. On the Democratic side, President Biden took the win. Now he's busy preparing to deliver his State of the Union address Thursday night at 9. Texas Governor Greg Abbott describing the wildfires ravaging the panhandle of Texas as nothing less than catastrophic. The Smokehouse Fire, currently the largest in Texas history, has consumed 70% of Kemp Hill County. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities. If you've never been to San Francisco, it is amazing. It is exquisite. But it's been having some issues. And one issue is their school district may have to shut down several schools due to a budget deficit and a decline in student enrollment. To shut down schools amid a budget issue, when isn't Newsom offering to give people money to shop and paying for health care, for migrants and all that, you start to kind of wonder where the priorities are. But the San Francisco Unified School District is probably going to be shutting down several schools. They say we must have fewer schools than we do now. It's according to the superintendent, Matt Wayne. This was earlier this weekend. He said, we realize this is difficult to hear. No one wants to think about their school or any school closing its doors, us included. But by having fewer schools, we could concentrate our resources and enhance programs, teacher support, and student services. So we don't know how many of their 112 schools are going to be closing. Now, the Chronicle reports this, and they say what they're doing is going to undergo, quote, resource alignment, and that there is going to be a process to create a new portfolio with fewer schools. Now, enrollment has dropped in San Francisco. A bunch of reasons for this. People might have left San Francisco once they could work remote. Changes in industry, changes in crime, vaccines. A lot of parents have been homeschooling. And so we've noticed across the board fewer kids being enrolled in schools and more homeschooling being chosen. And so if somebody's now working from home, they don't have to be in the expensive city. They could be more out in the suburbs, and they might be starting to change some of their childhood education habits. And so seeing this, you know, money drives everything. But they have, quote unquote, a severe financial crisis. They have staff shortages, a decline in enrollment. They said the school district had 53,000 students in 2012, but it dropped to 49,000 in 2023. Even though the population grows in America and we're bringing in migrants and immigrants, and that should have gone up. So you see the trends. But what California wants to spend money on, I know that's California. I don't live in California. But you know, if you have a school district in crisis, why aren't we taking care of our own first? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Meanwhile, on the crime front, the voters are starting to get a little bit more conservative. Residents of the city by the bay have approved ballot measures that were set to increase police staffing levels, allow officers to chase suspects under reasonable suspicion that they have committed or will commit a felony or nonviolent misdemeanor, use drones, and set up public safety cameras that could use facial recognition technology to apprehend perps. This has been reported by New York Post. Another proposition that has passed requires anyone who receives employment assistance, housing, shelter, utilities, or food from city coffers need to submit to drug screenings. If they test positive, they do not get the benefits unless they enter a treatment program. The San Francisco Police Department has prohibited officers from pursuing nonviolent offenders unless there was an imminent risk to public safety. That's why you see all these videos of people stealing and just walking out, running out, because a police officer can't chase you. Mayor London Breed, a Democrat who has been under a bunch of criticism, is actually backing the ballot measures. Why? Because she needs to get reelected. She wants to get reelected in November, facing challenges from Daniel Lurie and other individuals, ex-interim Mayor Mark Farrell. So, Breed said, we want San Francisco to be exactly what the people who live here want to see, and that is a safe, affordable place to call home. So voters also overwhelmingly approved tighter ethics rules for city employees regarding the receipt of gifts and mandating the teaching of Algebra 1 in schools by the 8th grade. Now, that's fascinating. I want to learn more about that because there's been such a push with schools right now to not teach, to, you know, change the focus and the priorities of certain subjects. But I got algebra as a kid by the 8th grade, as an accelerated course. And it was It wasn't pre-algebra. I think it was actual algebra, such that when I was in high school, I could start algebra 2, then sophomore year geometry, third year trig, and then fourth year calculus of high school. So this wouldn't be an accelerated honors track. This is, everybody should be able to have access to algebra. So that's interesting. They said ballot measures allow voters to directly change the laws during elections without the help of their elected officials. Following a spate of state and local changes to crime policy, San Francisco has been dealing with retail crime, burglaries, open-air drug use, public defecation. And so San Francisco has kind of been the poster child of an exquisite, expensive city starting to rot and businesses fleeing. Dozens of big-name businesses, according to the New York Post, have left since 2020. Drug overdose deaths also hit a record high last year. Breed supported a $120 million cut from the city's police budget in 2020, but reversed course the following year and pleaded with the San Francisco Board of Supervisors to restore funding. That defund the police was so stupid. There's so many things we could do to ensure criminal safety or suspect safety than defunding. You know, you want to improve safety and minimize injuries and issues that could be happening. You want to improve funding. You don't want to defund. And now it caused many police officers to say, you know what? Not worth it. I'm not going to jail. I'm not losing my job. I'll go where I'm told, but and it's put them in a tough position, and they're having trouble recruiting. So we'll see what happens. But we look at California as very liberal, very woke, I'm from California. I was born it was Cedars of Lebanon at the time. Now it's called Cedars of Sinai. Never been able to go back. I did my last year of medical school there. Too expensive to live. I love it. I got family there. It's one of the most beautiful states. I think the people are amazing. But I don't think necessarily the government is representing everybody. Anytime I speak to people, they are just as frustrated with what's going on. And so you just wonder, the average, and I have a lot of Democrat friends who live there too, not happy with the restrictions and the shifting of funds to non-Americans and the lack of focus on schools, the crime. And so you just wonder, how California keeps having these issues. And this about face with San Francisco, where they're like, no, we're going to crack down on crime. We're going to increase funding to the police. You just kind of wonder why all of California isn't responding that way. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the 20s, if we had to characterize them, is the decade of quote-unquote canceling debt. Making debt, creating debt, and then it just being miraculously canceled. And some people are loving it. Some people are a little nervous about that. The banks have been nervous, and we're starting to hear that many banks are refusing borrowers because they don't think they're going to get the money back. Doctors have closed their offices and practices because there have been rules that have changed as it pertains to medical debt. And it used to go against the credit. Creditors could not confiscate, garnish wages to help pay off the hospital that took care of you, the doctors, etc. And so things started to change to say, you know what, medical debt will not hurt your credit. And Arizona Governor Kate Hobbs has now announced a program that would cancel $2 billion in medical debt for Arizonans. She says, today I am so proud to announce that we are taking steps to retire medical debt for up to an estimated 1 million Arizonans. That's a fresh start, a new chapter, and a huge weight taken off the shoulders of every single one of them. So what she's doing is using $30 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds. So Arizona is working with partners at the nonprofit RIP Medical Debt to buy back up to approximately $2 billion worth of medical debt held by Arizonans. She says hardworking middle-class Arizonans should not be forced to have those difficult kitchen-table conversations because of medical debt from conditions they can't control. And Jeff Smeatstud, this is being reported by The Hill, who is a part of the, or the board member of RIP Medical Debt, sent out a press conference that the program will eliminate debt for individuals earning less than 400% of the federal poverty level or whose debt equals 5% or more of their annual income. Now, the Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is going to be using $6.5 million in funds from the American Rescue Plan Act for the cancellation of $1 billion of medical debt. Also work with a nonprofit that buys and eliminates debt. So I'm mixed on this, all right, because there's a few things going on here. All right, and so as a physician, we wrote off hundreds of thousands of dollars of patients' debt. It was a recession, unlike everybody saying the recession ended in 2009. That recession went way into the teens, 14, 15, and people weren't paying their bills. What did we end up doing? Well, we closed. I gave my practice to somebody else. I mean, you could only do so much not making money. So patients lost their doctor. I don't want to punish them. It just, yeah, you could only do so much. Money was not coming in to pay staff. Money was not coming in. A state offering to buy down the debt means the hospitals and doctors will still get money. So I don't think any of these people are going to be going under. I am sure they are not going to pay the full debt off. I think they are going to tell doctors' offices and hospitals, look, that patient owes you 10 grand. Call it an even six, and you'll get your money tomorrow. And I'm sure the hospital's going to take it. A lot of doctors will. They'll take reduced rates because that's what they've been doing their whole career. Insurance company says, no, we're not going to pay what you charge. You're going to get a smidgen of that small amount. That's what you're going to get. So, you know, tough. And so these governors can do it if they have the extra funds. The problem with it is, where did the funds come from? They came from taxpayers. We put in a lot of money to the America Rescue Act, and we didn't ask for America to be put in a position where they had to be rescued. We didn't ask to be kicked out of our jobs, to be told we had to work from home, to come back and notice that the place where we worked had to go under. We didn't ask for that. Yet billions upon billions of tax dollars went to that. We paid companies who had to close to pay their staff. And it was nice, but maybe don't close us down so we don't need government bailing us all out. So now a lot of these, you know, states have extra money. They're like, ooh, what could we spend it on? Well, what will give us the most votes? Well, if you have a bunch of people in debt, college debt, car debt, mortgage debt, you could definitely get their vote if you help pay that down. Now, as a doctor, I hate to see somebody rack up medical bills. And I get it. I had a family member put the doctor bill at the last of their pile. And when I asked why is the doctor last if they saved your life, they said because they'll always negotiate. The power company will not and they'll shut the power. So doctors have always been known to be kind, empathetic. It's a little different now that it's corporations and not your family doctor who you've known and take the family to for years. I had, I could tell you stories of, you know, all the things we tried to do to help make things work for people. But at some point, if the money doesn't come in, you can't stay open. You got to close down because your landlord is not flexible. Your power bill is not flexible. Your malpractice insurance is not flexible. So medical debt gets canceled. Now, another reason why they're doing this is hospitals and doctors got screwed when they started to make medical debt not something that goes against your credit. Well, now these hospitals will go under because people say, well, who cares if I owe? See, what used to happen is if you didn't pay a doctor, the doctor wouldn't see you anymore. You know, they can only do so much. But now that people don't go to the doctor anymore, they just go to the hospitals or ERs. ERs have to take you. It doesn't matter how many times you use them for free and didn't pay your bill. They need to see you, especially if they're getting federal funds. So these hospitals are on the verge of closing. Was it one of the hospitals in Yuma? I think it was the major hospital in Yuma. They're overwhelmed with individuals who are not paying their bills. So it's a way for the state to infuse money into the hospital system. But we kind of need to talk about how medicine shouldn't be that expensive to begin with. I mean, we have patients that are on $1,500 a month weight loss shots. And I get it. It's not easy losing weight. I get that. But who's paying for that? That's kind of a lot of money. You know, we have a very unhealthy population, and we are taking on more people that may not be healthy. And there's only so much money to go around. There's only so many hospital beds. And so one of the reasons why there is a cost, especially the reason why the ER is more expensive, is because the ER, one, costs more to run. And then rather you go a cheaper route to get taken care of than going to the ER. If the ER costs more money, maybe you'll go to an urgent care if you have a paper cut or a bronchitis. But if the urgent care is saying you got to pay something up front and the ER doesn't, people are going to the ER. So a lot of this medical debt is because people know it's not going to come back and haunt them. So we just have to do something a lot. We just have to change the system, but not go socialize. Socialize would be a mess. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.